Hi, everybody. It is time for Sharei Araz Halacha of the Week. And this week I wanted to talk about the Tchelet. I'm sure you've seen that you find people today, actually more and more, are starting to put Tchelet on their tzitzit. So what is the Sephardic stance about this issue? So in general, there is a machloket, different approaches amongst the Rabbanim regarding the Tchelet, which is extracted from a snail called the Murex trunculus. And the question is there enough evidence to say this is the original Tchelet? It seems that there is considerable archaeological evidence that this is the original Tchelet. How come some people wear it, some people don't? Well, the argument for wearing the Tchelet is made by, let's say, Rav Schechter at YU, who says, who compares to the following situation. Say a man does not have tefillin, but he does actually have one pair of tefillin that he's not sure if it's good. Well, if he's not sure if it's good, and that's the only tefillin that he has, what should he do? He should certainly wear it. Safek midoraita l'chumra. He should take this strict approach and wear it. It's the possibility of fulfilling a mitzvah doraita. And it's his only possibility of fulfilling this mitzvah doraita, and therefore she put on the tefillin. That so argues Rav Schechter the same thing here with the tchelet, that you have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of tchelet. So if you have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of tchelet, you should fulfill the mitzvah of tchelet. You're not sure that it's tchelet, it's a fake tchelet. Nonetheless, you have a safek of a possibility of doing a din of a mitzvah d'oraita. You have to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraita. However, not everybody agrees with this. Rav Shlomo Aviner from Beit El and from the Old City, from Ateret Kohanim, he argues, no, not necessarily the case. That's not necessarily true. Who says that a safek can restart a mesorah? There's a lost mesorah, lost tradition. And the only way you can restart a lost mesorah is with you need to know for sure. Zeh Aruch HaShulchan writes that the Tchelet will be revived only when the Mashiach comes. So it seems to be not for today. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you need to have a Mesorah generation after generation. And here you do not actually have the Mesorah. So some of these are the arguments against wearing the Tchelet. Rav Asher Weiss gives another argument against the Tchelet. He says that it doesn't even rise to a Safek. What archaeology regards as a Safek, according to Halakha, does not rise to the level of even of a safek, and therefore he feels that there is insufficient evidence to regard the Murex trunculus as a proper tchelet. Where do the Sephardic Rabbanim stand on this issue? So we had Rav Amar visit Sharei Ora, and Rav Amar did not wear the tchelet. Rav Adi Yosef did not wear the tchelet. It was out for many years. It came out in 1995. Rav Avadja passed away in 2013. It was around for 18 years, and he did not wear the tchelet. In the Alkut Yosef, Chacham Yitzchak writes that this is not, it has generally not been accepted as the tchelet, and therefore he does not believe you're obligated to wear it. And he's not pro-tchelet. But there is one major Sephardic posek, Rav Meir Mazoz, who asked from Yeshivat Kisei Rachamim in Israel, a great Tunisian Rav, and he believes that you should be wearing the tchelet. And whatever approach you say, you believe about this issue. I thought the most interesting one was taken by the Rav of Esh Kodesh in Ramat Beit Shemesh, where I told what he believes, that everybody should own the tchelet, shouldn't necessarily wear it, but own it. So this way, when Mashiach comes, you'll be able to fulfill, the men will be able to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzit as soon as possible. So if the Mashiach will verify that it's the right tchelet, so you'll have it, and you'll be able to wear it as soon as Mashiach comes. An interesting approach. So lemaaseh, it seems either way that you go, with the tchelet is okay. If you're in the Rav Avadja camp, you wouldn't be wearing it. The Rav Mazoz camp, you would be wearing it. Rav Mazoz has a lot of interesting opinions. The ones that I've seen, they seem to sit very well with me. So something to consider for either, and there's a basis for both sides. And then, of course, it's a choice for the man, which we prefer to wear the tchelet or not to wear the tchelet. I wish everybody a great week.